How many days, weeks y'all have left? This is it, huh? And then graduation is May 17th? Wow, big deal. It's over. Actually, I was thinking with Jesus at the Last Supper, in today's gospel, he was aware that it was his last moments with his apostles, and he was aware that not all of them, maybe, would make it. We know in hindsight, Judas didn't make it. Some would be lost. Even though they heard his words, they couldn't live them out. They wouldn't live them out. Others he would entrust to the Holy Spirit. The rest he would entrust to the Holy Spirit. Maybe your teachers or your parents feel that way. And time is passing. We did the best we could. Hopefully it'll work out. We entrust them to the Holy Spirit. But for what it's worth, I just wrote down some thoughts and reflections of, just where we're at right now. People may ask, what is the mission of St. Charles Catholic? In a world of confusion and ideas and sometimes a lot of darkness, we can think of many answers. But I think, in one sense, the mission of St. Charles Catholic for the last months and several years is you. You have been the mission and the task of St. Charles Catholic. But from now on, you will be her glory. In these days, we celebrate you, all that God has done in you through St. Charles Catholic. These are your weeks. Today is your day. The Mass is offered for you. Christ and the Church, your teachers, offer the sacrifice of themselves for you. On May 17th, your names will be called out as you receive your diploma. Your parents and maybe your grandparents, family and friends will take thousands of pictures, maybe crying tears of joy, maybe tears of relief. You made it. You've come a long way. We give thanks to God. Like I said, Eucharist, that word means a time of thanksgiving. The way God likes to receive our gratitude through the Eucharist, we give thanks for the marvelous works our Lord has accomplished in you. And it's true. You did the best that you could. Hopefully, maybe there's some regrets of opportunities missed, but overall, you did the best you could. But we didn't do this alone, by ourselves. And I invite all of us in this Mass to pause and reflect for a moment, to give thanks for those family members, teachers, and friends who made this possible. Think of the carpooling, the teaching, the coaching, the tutoring, the helping with homework, the times maybe doing your homework for you. Years of blood, sweat, tears, and anxiety, often your parents' blood, sweat, tears, and anxiety. Years of growth, of stretching, of testing your limits and surpassing those limits. And why not? Don't forget that smart kid who sat in front of you, his test answers uncovered on those exam days that you weren't prepared for. Hang that guy, right? I'm grateful to him. This week, you step away from the world of St. Charles Catholic. You prepare for that separation, this world that you know so well, into a world that is very much unknown, a great unknown, a world you know little or nothing about. You see some things on TV or in the news, but there's so much more, obviously. Maybe a new school, new peers for some, new expectations, standards, rules, new challenges, new opportunities, new temptations. On the one hand, St. Charles Catholic is proud of you, celebrates you. Your teachers are glad to walk less ahead of you as mentors and more beside you and with you as friends. Like I said, seemed like Jesus at the Last Supper, perhaps that feeling of many of your teachers is, I've given all I could, I have nothing more to give you. I'm proud of you. On the other hand, SCC stands with you in the shadow of that great unknown looming ahead of you. And with you, maybe, they ask themselves, was it enough? Is he prepared for what he is about to face? Will she overcome the challenges that await her? Academic challenges, social challenges, spiritual challenges and temptations and testing. The testing of your mettle. Will they be ready? Have we done enough? The great oracle of Delphi for the Greeks had that motto over it, know thyself. You know, when I deal with engaged couples so excited and getting ready for marriage, and we invite them to go deep and dig deep, like, do you know who you are? Because you're about to give yourself to someone else, but if you don't know what you're giving, they don't know what they're getting. What are you doing? Like, dig deep in that marriage prep. Sometimes one of them or the other or both don't realize the addictions they may still have, the immaturity, the unreadiness to give themselves. And our task is to help them dig a little deeper, find the foundations, or build foundations that have been undermined, if that's the case. But it's an invitation right now, this week, for each of us. We're invited to take a good look at ourselves, to take stock of where each one is. Where am I in my growth? Take an honest look at all I have received. Have I done my part? And is it enough? Am I more aware of my strengths? Academic, intellectual, athletic, physical, moral, spiritual. Am I more aware of those strengths? And also, am I aware of my weaknesses? Where am I still vulnerable? Academically, physically, morally. Am I truly ready not only to survive whatever lies ahead, but to thrive? Not only for myself, but to have a serious impact on the community around me. So I just invite all of us this attitude of gratitude, thanksgiving for what God has given us, the opportunities these days to celebrate what really God has done in each one of you, what you have accomplished, and it's no small thing. At the same time, to thank others, those who supported you, helped make this possible for you. And lastly, in honest humility, the seeds that were cast so freely into the soil of my life, which seeds are bearing fruit? Which seeds are sterile and I've allowed to die? So that there are holes in my formation that I still need to patch, still need to work on, still need to overcome. Where am I? It's like, I'm ready for the next chapter, celebrating the past, enjoying and preparing myself, or rather enjoying the present and preparing myself for what lies ahead. We give thanks to God as we move forward. We ask our Blessed Mother to accompany us, to really keep us honest with ourselves, with deep gratitude, but also deep examination. Lord, there's work to be done. May I not sell myself short. May I not sell the world short. Many people depend on me even now, and even more will depend on me in the years ahead. Amen.